The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hi Tandy, welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. And how good is this week turning out to be? Suncorp Super Netball live on Sky Sports. And if you haven't got it set ready to record yet, Saturday morning, early hours, round about 4 o'clock, the first of over 60 games they're going to be showing this season. And thanks to everybody at Sky working with that partnership with Netball Australia to get it to us live. On this podcast, Natalie's been speaking to ASICS athlete Layla Gusketh. As we know, Layla's an NHS doctor, but she's also a high-performance athlete, and this is part of ASICS' new mission to inspire as many people as possible to experience their sound mind in a sound body philosophy.
Layla, thank you so much for joining me. I'm joined today by Team Bath and England Roses defender and ASICS athlete Layla Gusketh. Layla, how are you doing? How's everything going?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I am doing okay. I'm on the back end of my second bit of COVID. I was feeling very sorry for myself a few days ago, but feeling much better and doing well. Thank you.
I'm glad. God, it's awful, isn't it? So many players being affected. And I was just saying before, the league just really being disrupted and, you know, by these constant bouts of COVID that people are getting. How are people like mentally dealing with that in terms of the players and the teams, like having, you know, key figures just having to drop out at last minute? Like, it must be quite hard to adjust to.
It's definitely tough. And I think last season almost things were bad generally in the country. Mm. But I think because we were in lockdown and because we were going to central venues and everyone was a lot more restricted in what they were doing, it probably wasn't as affected. So I think this is the first season where we're really starting to see what an impact it can have. And for us, I mean, I think we've been a bit unlucky. I think we've pretty much had every round someone who's been ill or injured or something. So yeah, it's just getting used to it. And I guess it gives, you know, the squads of 18 now, it gives opportunities to like loads of players. But it is a weird one to adjust to, that you just see kind of a few hours before the game that players that you thought you were playing against weren't going to be there. And yeah, it's one that we're going to have to get used to, I think.
100%. It really shows, I think it's showing how kind of resilient the league is and how adaptable everyone's being, which has been great to see. You know, we're still getting people out to the games, there's crowds and everyone seems really enthused this season. And like you say about giving, you know, younger players that those opportunities to get on court, that must be really exciting for them. So from your perspective, how's the season going for Team Bath? It's been a bit of a mixed one, I guess, so far, a bit of a challenging season. You're comfortably mid-table, but how's it feeling?
Yeah, it's been a really weird one. And I think it might have been the weirdest start to a season that I've been a part of. So I think for a lot of us doing kind of the England stuff, you don't get a huge amount of time with your team. So I think we came back into the team with like 10 days to go before the start of the season. So it's been, I think, one that's been hampered by illness and injuries and that kind of thing. But it's been a good opportunity for lots of players to enter into the starting seven and do a really good job. And I think like people like Tash Pavlin, who's been playing wing defence for us, has just been amazing and taken on kind of starting seven opportunities and things like that. So I think it's probably not had the results, especially after last season, that we would have wanted. But I think sometimes you have to look for the other kind of positives in the situations. And it's only halfway through the season. And so hopefully we love being in the top four. So, I mean, I hate losing. So we'll always want to be in the top four. But you know, it is what it is sometimes with these things.
Exactly. Like you say, not everything is in your control. But, you know, also you are only halfway through, as you say. So it's still all to play for. And what's been so incredible this season is how competitive these games have been. And I know, you know, this Friday, you've got a big clash against Mavericks. I think that's going to be, you know, a really tight one. I feel like you're both kind of in that danger zone tussling to get in or stay in the top four. What are your, I mean, I don't know whether you're likely to be back for that after COVID or if you're not likely to be playing.
Yeah, I hope so. I try not to ask because I don't like the disappointment. So I just try to like live in ignorance and just do the training sessions I get told to do. But yeah. I think you're right. Aston Mavericks is a big one. And, you know, we've played Thunder and Loughborough recently and ran them both really close, considering we lost to Loughborough by, I think, like 30 goals last year in the final or something. Yeah. So we've had some better performances in the past few weeks. I think, yeah, Mavs, similar to us, they've come off a loss to Rhinos that they won't be that happy with. And I always think that it's a good game between Bath and Mavs. Like, they're a tough team. The Corbins are the fastest players that you can ever step up against. So it's always a huge challenge personally for me playing against them. So yeah, it'll be an interesting one. It'd be good to get a win on the board for sure.
Definitely. I think it's one that fans are particularly going to be really excited about, seeing those kind of matchups. Like, you know, obviously I'm keen to see you up against Kadeen in that, in those ends. Like, that would be amazing. How, like, you talk about their speed, and I think the Corbins are known for their speed and their flair and, you know, their little passes that, as a defender, like, are the most annoying things in the whole world to play against. Yeah. Like, what do you do against that when they're just kind of showing off, essentially? What do you
do? And there's only a couple of players, I think, in like the world that can make you, there's players that can definitely beat you, but players that can make you feel so stupid, and Kadeen and Joe Hart are two of those players that completely like mug you off. So you have to really be ready. When I'm like, I've known Kadeen for so long, and we were defenders together at under 17s before she became an attacker. So for me, I always think it's just about keeping the composure, like, for myself as a defender in those moments, and knowing there'll be those times where she will just completely annihilate me. But you have to stay in it for the 60 minutes and, you know, force her hard and run with her and put lots of pressure on for 60 minutes, and know that you just really have to keep your concentration about you, because she's just so talented and able that if you're expecting to jump as high and run as fast, then you're going to be really sad within a few minutes of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine it's quite a humbling experience playing against her. And I wonder if there's something in that about just the way that attackers who also used to be defence play. I feel like there's something about the way Kadeen moves in the circle that makes it hard as a defender, because she still has those instincts. Is that fair?
Yeah, and I think that's fair. And I think you see it like Elle Cardwell's a bit like that as well. Yeah. That there's probably a little bit more, and their defensive game as well is really strong. So as a defender, you're defending hard against them, and then you're attacking hard against them, which is even worse. And so, there is an added element. And I've got so much respect for people that can do that, because I'm like the worst shooter pretty much ever. So I don't know how they manage to do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm very excited to see how that plays out. And it sounds like it's going to be an amazing game. Fingers crossed you're well and able to get on court. I know the fans will be keen to see that. So obviously the big news for Team Bath this year has been all about Serena. You know, I think it sent kind of shockwaves, obviously waves of joy, but, you know, also a lot of shock through the netball community, a lot of sadness that we're not going to see Serena play again, because she just brings so much joy to any court that she's on. She's obviously a joy to watch. And for you, she must be a total joy to play with. What was the atmosphere like in the team when you found out? What's been the fallout since?
I think you've summed it up really well there. Like, I think everyone's so happy, and I'm so happy for Serena and Bob that they're having a baby, because it's what they wanted. They want a family, and I just think that's so important. And so I think she has the most amazing legacy within the sport, and she's given so much and has inspired everybody and the people. She inspires me all the time when I play with her and the things that she does, but probably her personality even more than her play, and just what she brings to a team in terms of fun, but commitment and determination is just second to none. And I've been on the end of a lot of motivational chats from Serena, which really do rally you and get you going and really wanting to win. And so she'll be so heavily lost and missed within the sport, I think. And I don't think you can, I think she's literally one of a kind, and everyone says that about everybody, but I don't think you can replace someone like her in terms of what she brings to a team. And she'll be missed, definitely. I think there's some great people to fill her shoes. And it doesn't worry me looking forward to kind of Commonwealth Games and beyond for England. But I think it's obviously a huge loss for netball, but a huge gain for her in her personal life. And just as a friend, I think that's just great.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so nice to hear. And you can see that in terms of the way she rallies on court like that. I bet there's just a feeling when she's, you know, when she's playing with you, it's kind of, she has this ability to just lift everything and lift the whole game. If she decides she wants to take it to the next level, you feel that.
You can see it in her eyes. Like she'll turn back to you and you're like, right, okay, let's go.
Oh, we're serious.
It's time. Okay. Yeah, okay, let's go. So you just know when she's like, I've had enough, we're doing it. Like, okay, I'm coming with you. So,
That's something special about that. And I wonder if, like, there's people within Team Bath who, or if you yourself feel that kind of, like, desire to kind of step into that role a little bit, and like whether you feel like, you know, as a slightly more senior player on the team now, whether you feel like, okay, I need to up my ability to bring that to kind of inspire the people around me. Is that something you want to do a bit more?
Yeah, definitely. And it's something that I've been thinking about recently, because I think you take those people for granted on a team because they're always there, and you don't, I guess, always realize the impact and the amount that they contribute until they're not a part of it. And so I think it is important. And for some people, like for her, that comes really naturally. And then for others, like you probably have to cultivate it a little bit more. So it's definitely something that I've thought about. And like seeing her incredible legacy, like I thought, oh my gosh, if I could leave an eighth of the legacy that Serena leaves or has left, that would be amazing, like on people around you. So yeah, it is inspiring to see what she's done, and it's definitely like a motivation for us all to give a lot in our teams.
Yeah, I can imagine. So I guess looking ahead now to summer, to the Commonwealth Games, everyone is ridiculously excited. You know, this is our Olympics, essentially. This is our time to shine. Not only are we a home ground, we're also defending a gold medal. So, you know, it doesn't really get much bigger than that. Obviously we don't know who's going to be in the mix at this point. You know, we've had pretty kind of, you know, solid guesses in terms of different areas of the court. What are you kind of hoping for England? You're very much in the mix with the England side. What are you hoping for the Commonwealth Games, and, you know, for your kind of involvement in that as well?
Yeah, it's weird. I don't like talking about it, but it is good to talk about. But like we all sometimes talk about it, and we're like, oh, let's not talk about it until we find out. But it's, you know, it's so exciting, and it's obviously on everybody's mind. And even like within our Super League campaigns, I think we're all kind of thinking about how we can put our best foot forward to be there in July. I think like for myself personally, I really want to be in the team. And I have only like I went to the World Cup and played a game in a quarter before getting injured. So I'd like to be there, and I'd like to be fit, and I'd like to like positively contribute to the team in the campaign to win a gold medal, like on and off the court. You know, for the team, I just think there's going to be a lot of pressure going into it, just being a home games and being Commonwealth champions. And you know, the team's changed in some ways, that like the world has changed in so many ways, and we've although we've got to play against quite a few of the teams in the past year, there's still going to be, I think, a lot more unknown going into this than there is in the usual kind of championships. So I think just for everyone to, you know, stay focused and just put our best foot forward. And I hope that the team comes out with a gold medal at the end of it, for sure. That would be really good.
It would be epic, wouldn't it? It would be epic. And yeah, like you say, it's a whole different vibe coming into something as champions, and it's not something we're accustomed to. So that is going to be a bit of a mental shift, isn't it, in terms of attitudes and how the team approach it, and also how the crowd are, you know, getting involved as well. I think it should really add to the atmosphere and really help to get more people behind the team and supporting and actually coming out to the games. Just finally then, in terms of playing in front of a home crowd, what does that feel like? You've had experience of that in the past with the Roses.
Yeah.
This is probably the biggest kind of platform that you can ask for as a netballer, and it's going to be in front of a home crowd. What element does that bring?
It's actually really hard to explain. And I think you have these moments where you're like about to sing the anthem, or it's the end of a game and you hear the crowd. And I think they're the moments that actually for me make me think this is why I do it all. It's really cool to have that. And the most recent quad series showed that we had such good crowds, so much support. And it's just really nice having that, and really nice knowing that netball is out there, people are coming to watch, like hopefully women, girls, boys are being inspired by the sport and thinking they could see themselves there and getting active and playing in local leagues and that kind of thing. So it's just nice to be connected to people, and it's nice to see that we can bring like a tiny bit of joy to people, and they bring a huge amount of joy to us when we're playing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's fair to say that you bring more than a tiny bit of joy to netball fans when we get to go see a game. So very exciting, very excited for the summer. And yeah, I absolutely can't wait. But yeah, Layla, thank you so much for joining me and taking the time out to talk to us today. And best of luck for the weekend. And I hope you're fit and well and COVID-free very soon.
Great to hear from Layla and Natalie there. And remember, ASIC's core philosophy of sound mind in a sound body, using movement to help support mental well-being. And great to hear from ASIC's ambassador Layla on the season so far, her mindset, and obviously memories of sharing a netball court with Bob. Thanks as always for your support. Remember, you can send us a DM. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter, and we're also part of the Sky Programme Guide. Head to Sport, head to Featured, and then scroll down to the podcast section where you can see us there.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.